There is no cheap sin. God's department store of life has no bargain basement for cheap sin. There is always inflation prices to pay for sin. For God sees sin more seriously than we do. Consequently, God's judgments are often more serious than we think they should be. There are reasons. First of all, there's God's holiness. We read from Leviticus chapter 20, "Ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy." And from Isaiah 6, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." From Luke chapter 1, "That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And from Revelation 4, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who is and was and is to come." That's not the only reason God looks upon sin as he does. For we read concerning man that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The prophet Isaiah wrote in the first chapter, "Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores." And the apostle Paul said, "There is none good, no, not one." Not only is God holy and man sinful, but the results are that God must punish sin. Be sure your sins will find you out. For the way of the transgressor is hard. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We mentioned that oftentimes we sort of accept sin as being a minor thing. We glide over it. We excuse it. We explain it away. But should we go back to the book of Isaiah once again and read concerning Satan, that beautifully created being, we read from Isaiah 14 and 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart," notice in his heart now, not with his lips necessarily, "I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High." And then from Ezekiel chapter 28, we read of him that was created in verse 13. And the writer goes on to say, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." Now what was the sin that caused this great fall? It was the simple sin of pride. That same sin that's found in the hearts of all of us. Pride, self-esteem, ego, self-will, wanting my own way, wanting to be prominent and preeminent. This was the sin that caused the fall of Satan. And all of us are well aware of the consequences of that fall. We are in this condition today as a result, directly or indirectly, of the choice that he made to let the pride of his heart cause him to desire to be above the Most High God. Oh, we excuse pride. We say, "Well, that's just the way we are. That's part of my nature. I can't help it. That's just the way I am." And friend of mine, you can excuse pride if you want. But our God judges pride because it is sin. S-I-N. Did you ever notice what is right in the middle of the word sin? It's I. S-I-N. And you and I are in the middle of sin. But don't ever be deluded into thinking that you can excuse sin. For God will judge Satan in the end, and he will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The same place that all unbelievers will be. Friend, today, God's going to judge sin in your life. He judged it once in the person of Christ. If you refuse to accept Christ and the provision that he made at Calvary through his death, burial, and resurrection, you have no choice but to be banished in hell forever. Why not today receive Christ and have your sins judged in him, not in self? Amen.